Wonders Club in Ilovo, having been thoroughly entertained there by my brother Jason Golias. Apparently, there was a strong crowd of about 650 media industry leaders really enjoying this networking opportunity and acknowledging each other, and of course, pointing out to people that have been working very hard. Everyone has, but sometimes, you know, when there are awards, there's only one winner in each category. And joining us on the line, first, the Most Media Agency Rising Star winner, Elsa Graba, who is also Communications and Events Manager at Hannigan. Elsa, good morning.
Morning, Madla. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you, ma'am? Welcome to the show.
I'm great.
And also, thanks. The Most Media Owner Rising Star Managing Director at MSG Group Sales Pty Limited, Dwanele Mgomezulu. Dwanele, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Manda, and good morning to your listeners.
And also the winner in the Media Owner of Outdoor Home category, the Chief Executive Officer of Prime Media Outdoor, Dave Roberts. Dave, lovely to have you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
First and foremost, congratulations to all of you. Very well done.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thanks so much.
Elsa, starting with you, these awards, what do they mean to you? What do they say?
You know, the Most Awards really recognize, people who are really passionate in the industry that forge relationships and truly treat everybody as a partner in growing brands and advertising them, of course. So they really are quite special, and they're voted for by people in the industry, which makes them quite prestigious and really honest.
And in your category as an agency, I mean, you guys are the brains behind the how execution is done.
So we may be the brains, but we can't do great campaigns without our media partners, right? So, you know, that whilst the agencies work with the clients, they only deliver really great work when they forge partnerships with media owners.
And for you to be able to have won this, what did it for you?
It's incredibly humbling. I think it just plays sentiment to, you know, if you're passionate and you really treat people with respect and do the absolute best that you can for every single brand or client that you work on in partnership with, the media, it really is quite a big feat, I'll tell you that.
Wanela, in your case?
It's exactly that. I think the most awards speak to just not only focus on individual service delivery and service provision by an individual, but as an industry as a whole, to say how do we grow and develop the media industry, advertising, and that. And for me, it's definitely humbling to be recognized by my peers. And for that, I take off my hat and say thank you. It's not just my individual contributions, but the people that I've worked with throughout the years, mentors, CEOs, clients, other media partners as well, media owner partners as well, because we do collaborate on certain things where we have key industry issues that need to be developed, skills, and various legislation challenges that we all have to tackle. How do we grow and, you know, take the industry forward?
Dave, in your case, outdoor is a big challenge because, hey, you've got to communicate messages in a way that is sometimes fleeting for many of us.
Absolutely. In the outdoor, you know, they reckon you've got about 2 to 3 seconds to impart a message. So obviously we've got to work very well with the creative agencies to try and create that communication in that short space of time. And it's something that, even though it's probably the oldest medium in the world, in some instances the creative is not that good, and others it's very, very good. So it's still an imperfect science, and people still battle with the creative challenges to this day.
And obviously, these awards for the three of you, you are voted by your peers, people who've won this before.
Absolutely. We get voted, as a media owner, we get voted by the media buyers, the agencies, and media strategists, whereas and the we in turn vote for the media agencies and strategists and buyers, etc. So it's really it's a very prestigious award because it's actually your client effectively that are buying or rating you, and it's in Farming Outdoors instance where we improved from 14th place in 2012 to first in 2016 indicates that we've been doing a lot more right than wrong over that period of time.
And the trivia.
Yes,
Wanele.
The awards themselves, they seek to just get a sense of where we are as an industry from both, you know, clients, media agency, media owners, and so on. From a service delivery perspective, to say, are we growing the industry as a whole? And looking at what's happening, you know, from an economic perspective, there's a lot that's dampening the entire industry, but we definitely need to be innovative and face all the challenges in the collective. So it's not just the media owner, as Elsa has said, it's the collective. You know, yes, clients are under pressure, media owners are under pressure, media agents are under pressure. Then we then get into this phase of saying, what then, how do we resolve all these broad challenges and that? So the awards themselves, they have these different categories to say, here's where we are as an industry. You know, there's a certain benchmark to say, are we really improving? Are we really progressing as an industry? And for me, that's humbling, that's saying, let's then get into a room and say, here's where we need to move forward.
Ilse, you would agree with Wanele and, of course, Dave, that you guys having won in your respective categories, it means there is something that you guys have done to push the envelope and change direction in the cause that most people see it as the way to go.
Absolutely. I mean, Wanele talks about upskilling and, you know, identifying talents and just checking the overall health of the industry. I myself give a lot of my time to lecturing, to training and upskilling through AMASA, the Advertising Media Association of South Africa. And it is to drive better talent and to always push ourselves as an industry. So to be voted for by your peers, you're getting recognized for doing so. And that's something really special that the industry, both media owner, media agency, is really an ecosystem. And these awards are testament to saying we recognize you when you've pushed the envelope and you've forged partnerships and you've made a contribution to the bigger picture and not just individuals.
Nice one. Well, let me take this opportunity and thank you guys. Congratulations, very, very well done. And we look forward to seeing how then you maintain that place and continue to push. Obviously, you are also going to be watching your peers to see what they do and taking lessons from them.
Thank you, Manda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you ever so much. Very well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
These are the winners of the Most Awards 2016 in the Most Media Agency Rising Star. Ilse Kharabi from the Communications. She's the Communications and Engagement Manager at Heineken. Wanele Mngomezulu, Managing Director at MSG Group Sales Pty, and the Chief Executive Officer of Prime Media Outdoor. Winner in the Media Owner of Out of Home category, Dave Roberts. Brings our time to 12 minutes at 2. 10 on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. In a few moments' time, Tonya is on the line. Tonya, good morning. Not yet. Okay. Question coming up on Facts of Faith with Nayolo Pondwa now. What race was Jesus? Was he white as popular culture portrays? That is the question Naye will be dealing with his guests. That's Facts of Faith coming up just after the 10 o'clock news right here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
It's the channel with everything. Drama, documentary, comedy, and a whole lot more. And it's all been seen before. The Encore Channel. Top-notch TV entertainment taking an affectionate look back at SABC's rich history. Showcasing all those television moments of yesteryear that will never grow old. You may have seen it before, you may never have seen it, but one thing's for sure. You can watch it now on Encore, channel 156 on DSTV.
You start that.
You're tuned to SAFM 104 to 107. You can also catch us on the DSTV audio bouquet on channel 814 as well as online at safm.co.za.
Great stories told by great